Mr. Yud, since the previous Mishnah discussed the shaking of the lulav during Hallel, the Mishnah now goes slightly sidetracked to discuss laws of Hallel itself. If somebody had a non-Jewish slave, or a woman, or a child under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, reading out Hallel for him, if let's say he didn't know how to read, so he couldn't say Hallel by himself, so he got one of these people to read Hallel out for him, says the Mishnah, he should then answer after they say, let's say posuk by posuk, he should answer what they are saying. He should repeat exactly what they are saying in order to fulfill his obligation. The point being that since a non-Jewish slave and a woman and a child under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah are not obligated to say Hallel, because Hallel is a positive mitzvah, which is bound to a specific time, a mitzvah saseh shazman gerama, so they are not obligated in the mitzvah. Now in general, there is a rule of shomea ka'oine, the one who hears something, it's as if he himself actually said it. For example, if somebody reads from the Torah, or if somebody says Kiddush for everybody else, so everybody fulfills their obligation as if they said it themselves. But this mechanism of Shemea Ka'ona only works if the person saying the Kiddush, or the person reading from the Torah, himself is obligated to do so. In such a case, he can fulfill other people's obligation as well. But in this case, that you've got somebody, like a woman, who is not obligated to say Hallel, so if you just hear it from her, that's not enough to fulfill your obligation. The mechanism of Shemea Ka'ona does not work. And that's why the Mishnah says that you have to actually say exactly what she is saying in order to fulfill your obligation. And the Mishnah adds, the Sehelei Me'era, there should be a curse upon this person, meaning it is not at all impressive, and it is not a good thing that this person has to come to rely on a non-Jewish slave or a woman or a child to help him out reading Hallel. He should go learn some Torah, go learn how to read, and not be reliant on these people to be able to fulfill his obligation of Hallel. Now says the Mishnah, if an adult male Jew was reading the Hallel for him, so then the mechanism of Shemea Ka'ina does work. And so technically he could be quiet throughout the whole of Hallel, hear it from this person, and fulfill his obligation. Now the Rabbanan said that he should also own Achav Halleluka. He should answer after him Halleluka at the end of every posuk, or every phrase of Hallel. He should say this word of Halleluka, which is a phrase of praise to Hashem, to show that he is part of this, but in terms of fulfilling our obligation of Hallel, it is enough just to hear this person say it, and then via the mechanism of Shemea Ka'oneh, he will fulfill his obligation.